Obviously, we're disappointed. Left ourselves too much of a mountain to climb half-time. Didn't have any ball, any possession first half. Leinster pretty much chucked the kitchen sink at us. Always difficult to play with 14 men, but to have two yellow cards certainly puts you under pressure. But I was really proud of the effort second half. We felt that half-time, if we can get some field position, if we can get some ball and retain some possession, we could cause them problems. And that was pretty much the case second half. Wasn't quite enough in the end. It was a bit too much of a mountain to climb, but certainly proud of the effort second half.
Very, very close to climbing it, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, and as you said, you're a kick away from and winning, really. But in saying that, as I said, first half, we put ourselves under pressure. Second half was a very good 40 minutes from us, and it was all us. And as you said, an odd pass here or there, or an odd bounce of the ball, odd decision goes your way, and it's just a difference between winning and losing at this level. So I'm proud of the effort second half. I don't think it's going to be enough to, for us to go through, but I think we've grown as the competition's gone on, and we've got better and better as the competition's gone on. If it isn't enough to go through, what we've got to make sure is that we're in this competition again next season. So our focus will turn back then to the Viva Premiership and on making sure we're in that top six so we can have another crack at it next season.
Were you happy with the way the game was refereed?
No.
Any particular decision?
I could give you a list, to be quite honest with you, but I think that would probably be seen as making excuses. But I think for you to ask the question, really, you probably know the answer, don't
you? But you must have learnt a lot about your team today, I guess.
Yeah, as I said, I never doubt the commitment and the attitude of the players. I thought it was outstanding, to come in half-time with a mountain we had to climb against a quality team like Leinster. We could have folded and they could have kicked on, but we felt half-time we were still in the game. We felt if we could get some possession and get some ball in there at half, and we could cause some problems, and we did. We're a disappointed team at this moment in time. I thought the boys did themselves proud, especially second half, but as I say, it wasn't quite enough on the day.
Oh, you said that you're not necessarily a top four team or a team that's going to make the last eight in Europe, but it seems like the players in the second half were willing to believe different.
Well, it's all about development, isn't it? I think if you look at the first two games in this competition, after two games we haven't won any, and then we've got used to playing big games. We've got used to playing big games back to back, and people say we're learning from defeats. I'm sure we have got better as the competition got on. Even today, I thought the first 20 minutes, the physicality and the intensity rocked us a little bit, but we grew into the game. So, you want to play more games at these levels to get more used to it. But as I say, we can hold our heads up by, and we done really well. But as I say, we're not far from it. We're certainly going in the right direction, but probably a little bit extra, a little bit more streetwise than us on occasions, and they had the rub of the green, we didn't. Thin margins, really.
Given your expectation of this group, are they superseding what's expected, or are you becoming more and more surprised each time they play that actually this team are better than I thought they could be?
No, I think in the group, when the groups came out, I thought we had a chance. I think there's a couple of key games, obviously, which which you can highlight, really. But, we've been in there. As I said, even with the two games we lost, the first two games, we weren't far away. So certainly from, I don't think we're a million miles from it. And it's just them small margins, really. And the small margins are the difference between the top four teams and teams that's sort of between fourth and eighth in the Premiership. Just little things. And certainly just the little things, the difference between qualifying at these stages and not qualifying. So we're not far from there. There's one or two little things we've got to work on and patch up, but we're certainly going in the right direction.
And Guy, just one question. Looking ahead to next week, entering the LV Cup stages, round three, you'll be playing against the Cardiff Blues at Euro Club. How much are you looking forward to that, and just a word on the young talent coming through the team?
Obviously, there's a couple of guys that haven't played as much rugby as they would like, so it gives us an opportunity for them fringe players and some of the youngsters to play. As I said, it's nice to play against obviously my old team, really, but certainly I'll be showing it for one team next week, and it'd be nice to see some of the guys who haven't had a lot of rugby play next week.
We saw the likes of Alex Lazowski winning the breakthrough player nomination earlier on in the competition, so he's one of a number of those youngsters that are turning out well for you.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a great competition to give these youngsters another opportunity. gives us an opportunity to rest up some of the battered and bruised players that's played quite a bit as well. So, as I say, into another competition, looking forward to it. And, you know, as I say, lick our wounds today, but march on.